یکی دیگر از پیغام‌های روحانی و الهام بخش کلیسای ایرانیان شمال لندن خوش آمدید. امیدواریم با شنیدن این پیام کلام زندگی خداوند در زندگی شما عمل کرده و از برکات روزافزون او بهره‌مند شوید.
And one of our pastors is Pastor Seifan. And Seifan has become a good and wonderful friend of mine, and I appreciate and care for him so much.
And
a couple of years ago, I asked Seifan to preach to all of our pastors about what God was doing in Iran. And he gave such a powerful and inspiring message that all of our pastors listened to. They were excited and enthusiastic about what the move of God was
doing.
And they were convicted in their own hearts that they needed to be more passionate about sharing the good news. But he also reminded us that there is much work that the kingdom of God, that God still needs to do. There's great work that needs to be done in country as well as in the diaspora. But he was confident, and we are confident, that the best work of God is still to come. Jesus has only begun the work of revival. There will be greater things to come. But sometimes that makes us nervous. We look at all the challenges that are before us and we think, how could God overcome this? And so what I want to do this afternoon is to preach from Luke chapter 2, verses 8. Verses 26 through 29. And as you turn there, we will be inspired by the power and love of Jesus. And the power that just one witness can have. So hear the word of the Lord.
و من چیست؟
پاسخ داد بسیار زیرا روزهای بسیار که در اون شهر بودند آنها ابتما خونان عزیزان ساختند که به ایشان دستور ندهند که به حال گرهند در آن نزدیکی جمعی بزرگی خوب در دامنه تخته مشغول چرا بود دیبا عزیزان خواهش کردند اجازه دهد بدرون خونکارم و او نیز اجازه داد پس دیبا از اون مرد بیرون آمده به درون خونکار رفتند و خونکار از تراشیدی تخته به درون دریا هجوم بردند و غرق شدند چون روزبانانی را دیدن گریختند و شهر و روستا ماجرا را باز گفتند پس مردم بیرون آمدند تا آنچه را که روز داده بود ببینند و چون نزد عیسی رسیدند دیدند آن مرد که دیبا از به در آمده بودند جامه به تن کرده و عاقل پیش پای عیسی نشسته است کسانی که ماجرا را به چشم دیده بودند برای ایشان باز گفتند که مرد دیدزده چگونه شفا یافته بود پس همه مردم ناحیه جراسیان از عیسی خواستند از نزدشان برود زیرا ترس عظیم بر آنها شده بود او نیز سوار قایق شده بود مردی که دیبا از او بیرون آمده بودند از عیسی تمانما کرد که بگذارد با وی همراه شود اما عیسی او را رهانی کرد و گفت به خانه خود برگرد و آنچه خدا برایت کرده است بازگو پس رفت و در سرتاسر شهر اعلام کرد که عیسی آمده بود
Amen. When we look at this passage, I want to uncover four surprises. Four things that the disciples might have been surprised about. And four things that might be a little surprising to us. But each of these surprises reveals for us God's love and God's power in new and exciting ways. Each of these surprises will make us more motivated to see God's kingdom come on earth as it is. And I hope they encourage us to go out of here with power. As God sent people into the world. The first surprise is that Jesus goes to the other side. See, in verse 22, we didn't read it, but Jesus says to the disciples, let's go to the other side. And that sounds like a simple question, like, hey, let's go get kebabs after church. But that question was scary to the disciples.
Right?
Because the disciples had never been to the other side. You need to know a little bit about the geography of Galilee. We translate this the Sea of Galilee. But it's really more like a lake. And on the western side of the Sea of Galilee, that's where the Jewish people lived. That's where the disciples were from. And that's where Jesus did the vast majority of his ministry. The eastern side was very different. That's where the pagans lived. They worshipped all kinds of false gods. They practiced all kinds of immorality. That's where those people live.
receive our Lord who's in the kingdom.
See, we have those people in our own life, don't we? The people we want to avoid and stay away from. The people we want to ignore. And the disciples had spent their whole life avoiding those people. But Jesus called them on purpose. Let go to those people. Let's share my love with those people. And that should be a challenge for us. Because sometimes we just want to be around people who are like us. Especially people displaced from their country. They just want to be around people that are like
us.
But God wants to use you. Not only to reach other Iranians. God wants to use you to reach the United Kingdom. God wants to use you to reach your neighbor. You're calling at work. The places where you eat. The people you socialize with. God wants to use you as a witness. And so we, as the people of God, need to go. A lot of times in our Western culture, we try just to draw people to us. We just invite people to church. I tell the people in our churches, we need to spend less time inviting our people to church. And more time getting church people into the world. More time being the hands and feet of Jesus where God has placed you. Jesus did not say, stay and make disciples of all nations. Jesus said, go. When Jesus was resurrected, he came to the disciples. He showed them the nail marks in his hands. And he said, just as the Father sent me, so I send you. So the question is, will we go? Will you be faithful to witness to those that God has placed you around? So while the disciples were surprised, we should not be surprised that God is sending us. The second surprise is that Jesus only converted one person. When Jesus and the disciples got into the boat, there was a storm that occurred on Jesus calmed that storm. But remember, the disciples don't want to be on this trip. And did you hear what he was wearing? What was he wearing? Nothing.
Is that Jesus leaves this person to be a witness.
زیبای مسیح او رو میفرسته که شاهد باشه.
In this text, when Jesus and the disciples get back in the boat, در اون
معنی که وقتی عیسی با شاگردان برمیگردن با خدایم,
the man comes and says, please take me with you.
او مرد میاد و به عیسی میگه خواهش میکنم بیا با من بیام.
I don't blame him.
البته که من اون ملامت میکنم.
Society bound and shackled him. Let John be here. I would have thought Jesus would have said yes. This guy doesn't know anything.
In your
he doesn't have any greed. He just had a bow of demons cast out of him. And maybe in 2 years you can be an usher.
But surely that as the books are, she must jump out and have all your wish for you all to get on it.
But Jesus doesn't say that.
I need to teach you.
He says, go
and change your world.
And tell everybody what God has done for you.
Now, well, how can you change the mission over the whole body to hold on that whole channel for?
I think, really, Jesus?
I'm your woman.
This is your plan?
Evil actually for money?
This is the guy you're going to use to reach that side?
Evil just if you're totally going to be in the mouth of the Muhammad.
And Jesus says, yes.
And I'm going to get down now.
Because it's going to illustrate a principle that we see all throughout Scripture.
But I'm going to get down now.
Which is that God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the call. Meaning, Jesus doesn't look for who has the best degrees. Who's the smartest? Who's the best? Who can I give ministry to and not have to worry
about?
Instead, Jesus says, who has a willing heart? And if you have a willing heart, God will use you. And it will confirm that it's His power, not ours. And so if Jesus can use that guy, He can use you. But we oftentimes use excuses of why God can't use us. I'm too old. I'm too young. I have too much bad stuff in my background. I don't have enough to be able to relate. I don't know the language. I'm too busy. All kinds of reasons. But if God can use that guy, God can use you. Amen. Here's the fourth surprise. And it's the cultural revolution for Jesus that takes place.
But in John,
because of this one witness. Jesus and the disciples get back in the boat.
داشتم دیدم برمی کردم به مایه.
We don't know what conversation takes place.
ما نمیدونیم که اونجا چه صحبت های دیگه ای به این اتفاق بود.
But I have a guess.
میتونم هر.
My guess is that the disciples said to Jesus,
حتی من اینه که شاگران احتمالا می ساعت اینو بود.
That was so neat that you cared about those people.
خیلی واقعا بعد که تو این همه به فکر اون مفراد اون جا بودی.
Too bad they kicked you out.
و خیلی هم بهتر از این که اونها نخواستن بود.
But what they're thinking here.
و اون چی که اونها فکر میکردن.
Thank goodness they kicked us out.
و چون تو که اونها نمید.
We'll never have to go back there again.
و اونها نمید که اونها فکر میکردن.
But Jesus does go back.
And he decided to go back to the Lord.
And it's recorded in Mark chapter
7.
And when Jesus goes back, he heals another individual. Just like last time, the people go tell others what has just happened. And just like last time, the crowd comes to Jesus. But this time they're not afraid. This time they want to hear from Jesus. They want to experience the teaching and the power.
We come from
so much so that the very next event that takes place, is the feeding of the 4,000 men plus women and children. Do you see the radical difference between the two stories?
Why not?
That is John. Jesus does a healing and gets kicked out. And then Jesus does a healing and has a church of thousands. What changed in the culture?
در این وسط در اون فرهنگی که اونجا بود چه اتفاقی افتاد؟
How did people go from fearing Jesus to be attracted to Jesus?
چه اتفاقی افتاد که مردمی که از عیسی میترسیدن الان مشتاق به عیسی بودن؟
It had to be because of that one witness.
برای شهادت اون فردی که عیسی در مادر کلیسا پیدا شد.
That one formerly demon-possessed man was transformed by Jesus.
آن فردی که این زده او به عیسی مسیح او رو به زندگیش رو تبدیل کرد به خاطر او.
And he did what Jesus told him to do.
و او رفت آنچه که عیسی بهش گفته بود به مردم رو.
He told everybody what God had done.
او به هر کسی گفت که خدا برای او چه کار کرد.
And the world changed.
و دنیای او عوض شد.
Amen. The world transformed.
دنیای او تبدیل شد.
The culture turned. Because of one faithful witness. Can God do that again? Does God want to do that again? Yes. He can. He wants to. He wants to transform Iran. But he also wants to transform the United Kingdom. And Turkey and America. And he can do it through you. But we have to be willing to go. I preached this sermon in the morning church at
IKEA.
And a woman came up to me at the end. And said that the Lord convicted her so deeply.
و به من گفت که خدا چنان رو عمیقاً ملهم کرده که
she's gonna quit her job and move.
و که تصمیم گرفته که از کار خودش بیرون بیاد و بره برای خدمت.
In order to go and share Jesus where she knew Jesus needed to be shared.
بره در جایی که نیاز هستش که او بره و پیام رو برسونه به پیام رو برسونه.
God may not be calling you to move.
ممکنه خدا الان شما رو به این نمیخونه که از جای خود رو بیرون یا یه جای دیگه.
But God is calling you to go.
ولی خدا شما رو دعوت میکنه که
to your friends,
به دوستانت,
to your family,
به خانوادت,
to your neighbors,
به همسایه‌ها,
your work,
در مدرسه,
school,
مدرسه,
wherever it is that God has placed you.
هر جا که خدا شما رو الان در اونجا قرار داده.
It is on purpose to plant the good news.
در اونجا هستی به هدف اینه که اونجا پیام انجیل رو بکن.
And if you do that,
و اگر این کار رو بکن,
we will see the kingdom of God come.
ما خواهیم دید که ملکوت خدا
like we have never seen it before.
چنان زیاد که قبلا هرگز اون رو شنیده.
But will you go?
ولی آیا شما خواهید؟
Will you go?
آیا شما خواهید؟
Will you go?
آیا شما خواهید؟
Let me hear you. Will you go?
آیا شما خواهید؟
Gracious and loving God, we thank you that you went, that you left heaven, you came to earth, you lived in the
messiness,
you showed your love, you ate with sinners, you loved the
unlovable.
And told us to do the same.
Lord,
we are your sons
people.
And your spirit can use
us. And
so, Lord, I pray for each of these brothers
and sisters.
For every situation they're in.
برای هر وضعیتی که هستن.
For the people around them.
برای مردمی که در اطرافشون هستن.
Who don't know your love.
که محبت تو را هنوز نشنیدن.
Would you reveal yourself.
خداوند را خواهش می‌کنم تو را آشکار.
Maybe in a dream, maybe miraculously.
در خواب، در معجزات.
But also through the testimony of these individuals.
و در عین حال با شهادت هر کدام از اینا.
And then we would see revival here. That we can't even imagine. And that we wouldn't take the credit for it. But we would give you the glory and the honor. Lord, use us. We are here. Send us. We give our lives to you. We give our time, our money. Everything we have is yours. Use us, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
پیامی که شنیدید یکی از حتی پیامی است که از طریق وبسایت کلیسای ایرانیان شمال لندن www.nlichurch.org قابل دسترسی می باشد. امیدواریم از این پیام برکت کافی را برده باشید.